Don't be gross, that's the name of the show. Need dating advice, this is the place to go. Relationships are hard, but do not fear.
Take some advice
from a couple of queers.
Just take some advice from a couple of queers.
Friends with benefits.
No strings attached.
Cuddy buddy.
Bed buddy.
Frenefits.
Special friends.
Banging and hanging.
Taxation without representation. Don't ask.
Okay.
I'm Cade King.
And I'm Andrew Valenzuela.
And welcome to Don't
Be Gross.
This is a dating and relationship advice podcast given by a couple of gay men.
Who are a couple.
For all you listeners out there, we also film all of our episodes, so be sure to check out our YouTube, Don't Be Gross, so you can
hear us and see us at the same time.
At the same time. That's right. What is Friends with Benefits?
Well, Friends with Benefits are two people who engage in intimate relations.
Physically.
Physically, and nothing more. They don't date, they don't. Aren't in a relationship, they just have some fun together.
Have you ever done Friends with Benefits?
I have attempted to start them, but listen, if I'm gonna be intimate with you more than once, like, my feelings are gonna come out.
The feelings are gonna happen.
And they're going to attach to you. So, no, I have not been in any Friends with Benefits. What about you? Have you...
I mean, I feel the same.
Right.
I feel like it's very hard for me personally to be physically intimate without being emotionally intimate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Especially with one person for several times.
Yeah.
You know, just like multiple regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Like one-off hookup, sure, I can
whatever
invest in that a little bit. But like over and over, like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Like I cannot be in Friends with Benefits.
Two heads connected.
Yeah. Totally.
Do you feel like sexual orientation matters when it comes to Friends with Benefits?
I mean, I don't like to say that things are different from one and the other because, like, I want everyone to be equal.
No, they're 100% different. Like,
no, I know.
The straights. Hi, straights.
Hi, straights. We haven't shouted out in a while. Hello.
Hi, straights.
It is different because the apps nowadays used by the straights, I mean, both gay and straight use them, but, like, mostly the apps that primarily straight people use are aimed at long-term relationships. Obviously,
they're aimed at dating.
Yeah, or dating. Obviously, not everyone using these apps does
swipe,
it, but
swipe,
yeah.
Swipe right.
But for the gay community, there's a lot of hookup culture involved.
Let me tell you, for those of you out there, for the straights who aren't aware, we have an app called Grindr. There are many apps that are similar, synonymous, yes. But the big one, Grindr, mm-hmm. Right? Let me tell you about Grindr. Grindr is a catalog of men. Mm-hmm. You got...
Scrolling.
A lot to pick from,
mm-hmm.
And you just... Really, it's guys on there, it's, you know, they're looking for either friends, they're looking for benefits, they are rarely looking for love, right?
Yeah.
So, and I'm not saying that Tinder, Bumble, Plenty of Fish, that's a good one. I'm not
coffee
saying...
Coffee Meets Bagel.
We live off love for Coffee Meets Bagel.
I used that for a hot sec.
And I just, you know, we're not saying those aren't catered to hooking up. Obviously, you can utilize the dating app however you want to.
Yeah.
Utilize it, but I feel as if those, you know, the Swipey McSwipersons are very much just, like, catered towards dating where, you know, it's a dating app,
mm-hmm.
Where Grindr is a hookup app.
I mean, it's
I feel like that's such the distinction.
Marketed as a dating app because they're not allowed to
this,
be like,
yeah, the set
this
category.
Is for mm-hmm. hooking up.
Right. Like, yeah.
But yes, that it is very well known. That Grindr is just a hookup spot. Like, there's that one-off where you're like, I'm looking for a relationship. And everyone's like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing here?
And I just feel like, too, when it comes down to it, like, just gay culture in general is very much the land of, like, hooking up, casual, friends with benefits. I feel like the gays... Hi, gays.
Hey. Hey, girl.
We live for you. We are you.
We are you. We are part of you.
Yeah, I feel like it's just very much catered to that, like, lifestyle. Oh, hate saying that. But I feel as if, too, it's because there was so much repression for so long that the gays were so repressed. You know, Stonewall riots, all of that, that then we're now just like, we're just going to be sexually explorative and free and do what we want. And like, straight people have, you know, they
straight people.
Which, by the way, gross.
Oh my gosh.
No. They, you know, there's never been that like repression. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's like a huge thing. And like, it might be looked down on to like hook up or to like have a friend with benefits. But I think it's so great. I think, you know, for people, obviously not the two of us, but for people who can benefit from friends with benefits.
There we go.
There we go. I think it's great. I think
you can make it work and no one gets work. Hurt. Make it work. And if no one gets hurt, then I just have fun. Have fun in your life. Do what makes you feel great. Just be cautious of the other person and yourself. And if one of you starts catching feelings, like, communicate that.
Speaking of, what do? You communicate?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Great.
So your question was,
what do you do if one of the people in the friend with benefits situation catch feelings?
Right. Sticky situation. Obviously, it's a tough situation. I think if you talk about it before, like when you realize that you were hooking up for a while and you're like, oh, but we're not really in a relationship, and then you decide as friends with benefits, I think you should lay some ground rules. And
I think from the get-go.
Yeah.
From the get-go, ground rules should be established.
Yes. And be like, is sleeping over okay? Do we hang out outside of our intimateness?
Like telling friends.
Yeah. Do we tell friends?
Booty calls. Late night.
Mm-hmm. Like, are you actual friends, or do you just have some benefits?
And I just think it's hard as humans, as people with these things called feelings, to not catch feelings in a friends with benefits, no strings attached.
I feel like if someone is a serial friends with benefit person, I think that should be looked into on a deeper level of like,
oh, you're saying,
yeah, like, are you okay? Do you need to work on yourself so that you can become that intimate with someone to be in a full committed relationship?
And hey, relationships aren't for everyone,
right?
So like, if it's not,
and if you're happy with that, like, perfect. But if like you don't feel a sense of fulfillment after all of these failed friends with benefits, like, take a step back, take stock of where you're at.
Sure. Yeah. I just think at the end of the day, like, friends with benefits can be a challenge. It can be very, you know, sticky and muddy waters where there really isn't, because it's like this limbo, right, of friends and a relationship. Mm-hmm. And then I just feel there's always going to be one person who does catch those feelings. And that just makes it sort of, okay, what if a person, that one person, maybe they don't catch feelings, but they get in a relationship with, like, they actually get in a relationship with someone else. Then what do you do?
I was just about to ask that.
Work.
Yeah, that, oh, God. Mm. That low-key almost happened to me with this guy I was dating.
Oh, you were dating. What happened?
Well, like,
what was the whole...
Oh, God. This is very... I was dumb. I was young. Mm-hmm. We all were.
Still are.
I liked this guy, but he was just so wrong for me, and yet I was like, please take
me. So were you, sorry, I want the backstory.
Okay.
Were you friends with benefits with this person, or were you dating them?
So we started, you know, having some intimateness.
So you were friends with benefits.
And then he was like, I'm not ready for a relationship. I was like, that's fine.
Everything's fine.
He was the first guy I've ever done anything with.
Okay,
so,
sure.
Yeah.
We love that.
And then, but he was like, I don't want to hurt you, because, like, I fell hard, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, like, he was also having feelings, but, like, he was not at a place to act on them.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So then we both went to New York together for a semester of school, and we were just like, you know what, we're just going to...
Not, like, together. It was, like, coincidence.
No, together. We both went for our third semester to New York.
But, like, you intentionally went the same time?
No.
Yeah, so it's coincidence.
I mean, we both knew we were going.
Okay.
We weren't like, great. Oh, you're going? I'm going to go too. Like, we just were both knew we were going to do that.
Okay, work.
So we did that, and we were like, why don't we just take it one day at a time and, like, see where it goes? Mm-hmm. But, like, he told me, I want you to find other, like, see other people and find someone else.
Be free.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, that's fine. And then he went on a date in New York, and I got upset. Because, like, I wasn't okay.
You caught those feelings.
I did, yeah. So...
Wait, so he went on a date?
Yeah.
I thought he wasn't ready for a relationship.
He was a very, very complicated person.
Okay.
We don't need to talk about it. But, yeah, but, like, I wasn't at a place to be in whatever the heck we were in.
Sure.
To be able to allow him to look for other stuff and whatever, and for me to look for other stuff. So... That's a tricky situation if you haven't.
So did he get in a relationship? Did you get in a relationship?
We did after that. We did, yes, eventually. It was a very complicated story. But yeah, in the end, we got together finally.
Wait, the two of you got together?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, we're talking about... Okay, let me just backtrack. We're talking about two people, friends with benefits, and one of the people get in a relationship with someone else.
Yeah.
Okay, that didn't happen with you.
But, like, it was almost starting to, and I was like, no, no, no.
Okay, you reeled
it in. So that could happen.
Okay, but we're talking about what do you do. So here's my thoughts.
Okay.
You just gave an anecdote that didn't happen. Almost did.
Yeah.
We live.
Like, I know what it's like to be in that place.
I think it really stems from the ground rules you first establish.
Mm-hmm.
And you can both just communicate, like, hey, like, I like what's going on. I'm enjoying, like, I want to continue this. But just know, like... If either of us get in a relationship, then that's just something that might happen and that we maybe need to be ready for if it does happen and, you know, no, like, hard feelings and, you know, it was fun while it lasted.
Mm-hmm. How did you even navigate that?
Here for a fun time, not long time. I mean, it's just the beginning of it. Ground rules. Be like, hey, like, if either of us get in a relationship, like...
But, like, getting in a relationship... requires some sort of dating before that. So, like, are you dating while
you're sure.
benefits?
I mean, or... sure. That's a thing. I mean, that's, like, you know, where you can, like... If friends with benefits aside, you could be dating multiple people, right? Mm. And you could be hooking up with those people. So I just feel like if you're having friends with benefits, that's just essentially someone else you're kind of, like, dating, even though it's not, like, dating, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, that friends with benefits just really creating those ground rules and being, like... If one of us get in a relationship, like, we gotta call it off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what it is.
Yeah.
And it's how the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel like friends with benefits should even be a thing? I mean, I feel like we've already kind of answered this. Where, like, we feel like...
If it works and you're happy, then go for it. It's just, it isn't for everyone. And you shouldn't be pressured into getting into one because of promise of connection.
Yeah.
And if you're not ready or you don't know how to navigate that, or you're physically and emotionally incapable at this current time or any time, then I don't think it should be a thing for you.
Yeah.
Personally.
Definitely. And I just think, too, just really set those ground rules.
I mean, a lot of people just hope and pray that the other person falls in line with them and, like, just kind of, like... I don't like, because that's what I did. I was like, well, I'm sure I'm great enough and he'll eventually love me and we'll be happy ever after. Like,
yeah,
people just want that and hope and just, like, are naive about it, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's tricky, tricky. But just do your best. Navigate it. Ground rules. Have fun.
Yeah, don't be afraid to talk about feelings.
Yeah, just
all of that.
Even if you are feeling feelings, like, open up about them, even if it might, like, mess up the friends with benefits situation. And, you know, if you're on the receiving end and you're not about that feely-feely life, just, like, don't be gross about it, you know? Don't be gross.
Don't be gross.
All right, well, that was that episode.
That was,
We have no personal, really, I mean, besides your kind of slightly anecdote situation.
Yeah, it was very
situation.
Convoluted, and I sort of... It could have just been a friends with benefits, but I sort of grabbed the reins. I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, and that's a situation where we look back on, and maybe we regret.
Yeah, in hindsight, but I shouldn't have, but it did teach me a lot about relationships
and what you want.
Or don't.
Yeah.
Or don't want.
Or don't want. All right, well, as always, don't be gross.